Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team. Today we are tackling a classic high-yield topic that shows up all the time on surgery exams, colonic volvulus. The key is knowing the patient demographic, the location of the twist, and how that changes management.
There are two main types you need to recognize, sigmoid volvulus and sequal volvulus. Let's hit the classic stems. First case, a 78-year-old man in a nursing home with a long history of constipation comes in with massive abdominal distension, pain, and obstipation, meaning no gas and no stool. Which volvulus are we thinking?
That is sigmoid volvulus. Think nursing home volvulus. Older, often institutionalized, severe constipation, and usually more gradual onset of obstruction symptoms.
Second case, a 35-year-old, otherwise healthy woman with sudden severe abdominal pain and vomiting, maybe looking like a small bowel obstruction. She has a history of mobile cecum. What does that suggest?
That is sequal volvulus. Classically younger patients, often with congenital failure of fixation of the right colon, so the cecum is mobile. The presentation is more acute and sudden. On exams, pregnancy or prior surgery can be triggers too.
So big picture, older constipated nursing home patient, think sigmoid. Younger, sudden onset with mobile cecum, think cecal. That pattern alone can often get you the question right. Now, quick pathophysiology. Mars, what is a volvulus in simple terms?
It is twisting of the colon around its mesentery. That creates a large bowel obstruction and, importantly, a closed loop obstruction. Both ends are blocked, so pressure rises fast, leading to ischemia, necrosis, and possible perforation if you do not act quickly.
Good. That is why timing matters so much. You are trying to catch it before ischemia or perforation. Let's talk imaging, because this is prime exam material. What is the preferred confirmatory test?
CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. It can show the world sign, which is twisting of mesenteric vessels and fat. That is the classic buzzword.
And what about the initial imaging most patients get?
Plain abdominal x-ray. For sigmoid volvulus, look for the coffee bean sign or bent inner tube sign, a massively dilated loop pointing towards the right upper quadrant. For sequal volvulus, the big loop of bowel is usually seen in the left upper quadrant.
And if they mention a water-soluble contrast enema, what classic sign might they describe?
The bird's beak sign, which is smooth tapering at the point of the twist. Just remember, do not use contrast if perforation is suspected.
Perfect. Now let's jump into management, because this is where they love to ask next best step. Start with uncomplicated sigmoid volvulus. The patient is hemodynamically stable, no peritonitis, no obvious ischemia. What is the first line treatment?
Endoscopic detorsion. Use flexible sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy to untwist the colon. That is the move for stable, uncomplicated sigmoid volvulus.
And after successful detorsion, what simple but important step comes next?
Place a rectal tube for decompression and to reduce immediate recurrence.
Good, but that is not definitive. What is the definitive treatment?
Elective sigmoid resection or sigmoid colectomy. Because recurrence rates are high, the exam loves the phrase during the same hospital admission after detorsion in a stable patient.
Now, what if you suspect complicated sigmoid volvulus? For example, severe tenderness, peritonitis, fever, leukocytosis, or sepsis?
Then endoscopic detorsion is contraindicated. You go straight to the operating room for emergent laparotomy. The typical operation is a Hartmann's procedure, resection of the diseased sigmoid, creation of a proximal end colostomy, and a blind rectal stump. You avoid primary anastomosis in the setting of peritonitis or gross contamination.
Perfect. Now let's contrast that with sequal volvulus. Is endoscopic detorsion a good option there?
No. Endoscopic decompression for sequal volvulus is rarely successful and has a high perforation risk. So for sequal volvulus, you skip the scope.
So what is the correct management for sequal volvulus?
Urgent surgery. The standard is right hemicolectomy with ileocolonic anastomosis. That both treats the acute problem and prevents recurrence.
So let's summarize the core algorithm. Uncomplicated sigmoid volvulus, endoscopic detorsion plus rectal tube, then elective sigmoid resection. Complicated sigmoid volvulus with ischemia, gangrene, or peritonitis, emergent laparotomy, usually Hartmann's procedure. Sequel volvulus, urgent surgery with right hemicolectomy, no scope. Before we wrap up, let's hit a couple of high-yield danger signs and traps. First, what clues suggest that a volvulus or any large bowel obstruction is reaching a critical point?
Look for severe worsening pain, peritonitis, fever, sepsis, or metabolic acidosis. On imaging, a very dilated cecum is key.
And what specific number should students remember for cecal diameter?
If the cecum is more than 12 centimeters in diameter, the risk of perforation is very high. That is an indication for emergent surgery, not observation.
Last imaging trap. When should you avoid contrast studies and scopes altogether?
If perforation is suspected, for example, free air under the diaphragm or clear peritoneal signs, in that setting, you do not give a barium enema. You do not scope. The answer is emergent laparotomy.
Awesome. Let's lock this in with 5 high-yield facts before we close.
Number 1. Sigmoid volvulus, think elderly, institutionalized patient with chronic constipation and gradual onset obstruction. Abdominal x-ray shows the classic coffee bean sign pointing to the right upper quadrant.
Number 2. Sequel volvulus, think younger patient with sudden onset pain, often with a mobile cecum. Management is urgent surgery, typically a right hemicolectomy. Endoscopic detorsion is not the answer.
Number 3. Uncomplicated sigmoid volvulus in a stable patient is treated first with endoscopic detorsion and rectal tube placement, followed by elective sigmoid resection during the same admission.
Number 4. If there is any sign of ischemia, gangrene, or peritonitis, endoscopic detorsion is contraindicated. You go straight to emergent laparotomy. And for sigmoid volvulus, that often means a Hartmann's procedure.
Number 5. CT scan is the best confirmatory test and may show the world sign of twisted mesenteric vessels. Remember, cecal diameter over 12 centimeters or clinical signs of perforation mean immediate surgery.
All right, team, no bogus answers on volvulus questions. Keep studying, and we'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.